mountain laurel? What kinds of bushes or vines will make your skin break out as you touch them?
What's an ivy? Cow itch. I don't know what the real term for that would be, but this is what something we've... Cow itch.
Do you know what it looks like?
Poison ivy?
Or
cow
ivy
itch. It's similar, but the cow itch is, I think, smaller.
Is it a vine or a bush?
Yeah, it's a vine.
Any special number of leaves? Or?
Well, let's see if I can remember my school biology. Well, five, like, points on the leaf for the poison ivy. That's about it. It's green. Well, I don't know about the cow itch.
Uh-huh.
I don't think it has a 5 points. I don't know.
What different kinds of berries grow around here?
Blackberries. Huckleberries. Strawberries.
What about a berry? I don't guess it grows around here, but some of them are red, some of them are red and black. It's got sort of a rough surface to it. Starts with an R.
You mean a raspberry?
Uh-huh.
No, it doesn't. How about a mulberry?
You have that around here?
Yeah.
What about huckleberry? What's the difference between that and blueberry?
They're smaller and they're wild.
The huckleberry?
Well, I think the blueberry is too, but I've never picked either. I've never picked any of them. I mean, I've just either bought them or been given them, you know.
And if a married woman didn't want to make up her own mind about something, she'd say, I have to ask.
My husband.
And he would say, I have to ask.
My wife.
Any joking ways to refer to each other?
Mama or something. I don't have. Is there one that you...
I mean, like the old man or...
Yeah. That's the old lady or that's the old man. Yeah, I hear that a lot.
And the woman whose husband is dead is called a...
Widow.
What if he just left her and then she'd be a...
Yeah, I know what you're trying to get me to say, but I can't think of it right now.
Do you ever hear the term grass?
Grass widow, yeah.
What do you think of a grass widow as being?
Somebody that a husband has left.
Is it the same as a divorcee or...
I don't know. I'm not sure. Maybe so.
And the man whose child you are is your...
Father.
And his wife is your...
You want me to say what I would say? I call him Daddy. I never call him Father.
What? And his wife would be your...
Mama.
Or another name.
Mother.
Uh-huh. What did people used to call their father? Did they always say Daddy?
That's the most familiar term to me. Maybe Dad. That seems to me to be a more northern expression.
What about Papa?
Yeah. That to me, that is your grandpa, you know.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, my grandmother and my granddaddy are D-Daddy and Nanny.
Uh-huh.
I guess every family has a different. But Papa,
uh-huh.
I've heard it a lot. But.
And together, your father and mother are called your...
Parents.
And something on wheels that you can put a baby in and it'll lie down.
Carriage.
And you put the baby in the carriage and then you go out and... What the baby?
Stroll.
Okay. And if you had 2 children, you might have a son and a...
Daughter.
And you say Bob is 5 inches taller this year. You say Bob, what, 5 inches?
Has grown 5 inches?
Or just 1 year he...
Grew.
Okay. And if a child was misbehaving, you tell him, if you do that again, you're going to get a...
Spanking.
Anything else you'd say?
Whipping.
Which is worse, whipping or spanking?
Mm.